I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Persecution's up another level in Pakistan. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says as believers head into a new week, fear remains pretty high. 28 Christians were just indicted for their alleged role in mob violence after the Twin Church bombings in March. Allen says the insecurity felt by believers in Johannesburg is spreading throughout the country.
People are very concerned about being targets at this time. They do not have the support they feel of the government or the police. They say our only weapon really is to rely on prayer for the Lord to protect us.
Will you ask the Lord to protect these Christians as they serve him in Pakistan? Meanwhile, when you think of reading, writing, and arithmetic, I bet you don't think of landmine awareness, do you? Well, if you were in South Sudan, you would, because war is a part of that landscape. Schools have been destroyed or abandoned. Food for the Hungry is providing new ones for 26,000 kids. Teachers will teach kids how to thrive in a world gone crazy. Pray for the right teachers who can share the love and hope of Christ. Get more information at missionnews.org. And All-Star Games are pretty fun because, well, the best athletes come together to play one stellar game. Mission organizations do this, too, in order to teach others about Jesus. Brian Marks of Mission Aviation Fellowship gives us a recent example from Indonesia.
There is a Christian Missionary Alliance missionary who has been working in Papua for a very long time. In December, he began hearing reports of an unusual increase in the amount of sickness.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is making available a free book. It's called Much Prayer, Much Power by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.